There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
It's going down. H-Town. Howard Clark. B-Scott.
B-Scott from Howard Clark.
You know what that song means. B-Scott from Howard Clark. In studio with us, it's our guy, Brandon Scott. He is a Texans insider. That's a dollar. He's a Texans insider and a Rockets insider.
Now that one is.
I knew it. You know what I'm blaming? I'm lashing out. I never will take the sole responsibility in a real way. I have a lozenge in my mouth that has thrown me off of my game in some ways, but that's neither here nor there. I'll pay my fine. I'll pay my penance.
It happens.
It does indeed happen. Just like what happens is when we get an opportunity to talk to B. Scott every Tuesday in the 11 o'clock hour. Appreciate you, my man. How you living?
Man, I'm living good. I got to get straight to my thoughts, man, because this has like been irking me for the last...
Irking.
I'm going to say couple of days now.
Get your rocks off.
The Texans played Thursday, so we've had a chance to let this marinate. Unlike most weeks when I come in here on a Tuesday, it's only a couple of days after game day.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a little bit more time to let this marinate, and we've also had more time for like analysis and reporting and stuff to get out there. And I've just seen, from my own colleagues, have seen too many times it be suggested that the Texans are going to fix this left guard thing by moving Titus Howard back there.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, I got to tell you, every time I see it suggested, I get nauseous. I am nauseated by the idea. If they do this, I will lose my mind.
All caps.
Yeah. Like, seriously,
bold and italicized.
I mean, we've done this before. Like, it's not even an experiment or like, oh, maybe this could work or maybe this is a good idea. It ain't. Don't do it. Like, if to me, if you should have a capable guard, like now, if everybody goes down, Jared Patterson's concussed and something happens to Kendrick Green, God forbid, like something like that happens. Okay, now I understand it. But if you got able bodies that play guard, that play interior offensive linemen, for that to even be an option, it should be the very, very last option. They better not do it. But I'm nervous about it because they've done it before.
Okay, so if you're watching on YouTube or Twitch, I'm grinning as he's talking. Because I wouldn't mind it as much for
Lopez,
one reason. No, hold on.
You're so problematic on an election day. I'm
part of the problem.
I mean, it's hard to avoid being problematic on an election day, to be honest.
Let me explain, though, because your first point is right. If they have a serviceable guard, they don't. You know, they didn't want to play Kendrick Green, for God's sakes.
And you can see some of why.
And then Kendrick Green gets in the game, and he wasn't much better. Here's the other part of this, B. Scott.
He at least had a little heart, man.
No, he fought.
I'm not saying that King Yen doesn't, but this guy was showing it at least.
Yeah, we talked about that. He fought hard.
He was showing it.
Plus, with Titus Howard, and I'm not saying I necessarily think it's the best move. It might be the move, though, because at least you have a tackle that can step in at right tackle. You know? So if he goes to guard.
I know they drafted one, but I don't know that.
But he's played in the regular season this year to various, degrees of success.
We're talking about the rookie, right?
But he's young.
Blake Fisher, correct.
But he's young. When they didn't have Titus Howard during training camp, who was playing right guard?
No, you mean tackle.
I mean right tackle.
Yeah, no, but here's the thing. First of all, I don't know that I do not know that right now Blake Fisher is a better right tackle than even Kendrick Green and Jarrett Patterson are guards at this point. Like, he's that young and that inexperienced. So I don't even know if that is necessarily the case. What I do know is moving Titus Howard to left guard has been like more so a thing that we say you can do, but when you actually do it, it's not a thing you should do. So before you even get to the tackle point, it's moving the tackle to guard that's not good at guard. Let's just not do that, regardless of who it is.
Is he better than Kenyon Green?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
Oh, it's going to be hard come to sell on. Me
no,
on
no, no,
that.
No, no, no. I'm sorry. I mean Kendrick Green.
Oh, okay.
Kenyon Green is gone. Okay? Kenyon Green is injured.
I feel like it's still hard to sell me on that. Yeah.
So, no, I don't think so. We've seen it. I don't think
Hey, we might be two against one here. You're kind of with me on this.
I'm trying.
No, man. We've seen that.
I should have been quiet. My bad.
Give me Kendrick Green. Give me anybody that plays guard. Mm-hmm. I don't even care how good he is at this point. Give me anybody that plays guard over moving Titus Howard to guard, because he's a player that is much better at one position. To me, you are taking two steps back. Like, you know what I mean? One step forward, two steps back sort of thing. To me, that's what that is.
Yeah, but you might be taking a step back on his particular play in order to get probably your five best on the field.
I don't believe it. I think once he becomes the guard and then the rookie becomes the right tackle, they are not the five best anymore.
Yeah.
Like, him at guard, we say this.
Be sure to call in when they do make this move.
And then we do it, and it's like, it's terrible every time.
You promise to call in when they do this?
It's so bad. And then we're like, whenever there's a issue at left guard, it's like, oh, well, let's give Titus Howard a ring. You mean the dude that was bad at it the last time that he did it? No.
Yeah.
No. Just because he's big and got wide shoulders.
Correct.
Don't make him a guard, man. He ain't.
But there's also levels to this, man. You saying bad as if all bad is the same. We've been watching awful. We've been watching instant getting beat immediately, right? And I think this is one of your thoughts. I don't want to, you know, steal it from you. However, I'm going to kind of steal it from you. Don't you hate it when somebody does that? I'm not trying to do that and then you do it.
No, it's cool. It's cool. We having a discussion. It's all good.
That's right. But like, and of course, in setting it up, I done forgot what I wanted to say. But you playing with four offensive linemen at times because Kenyon Green is getting beat that quickly. Like, I don't know how capable you are of doing things that way. So even if it's not the best, right? Is he capable of acting as a fifth offensive lineman that is there consistently? Because I don't know how many guys you have that fit that profile. The only one that I feel confident of that is Jarrett Patterson, and that was because of 10 plays. Mm-hmm. Like, what happens when you extend that out further than just...
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Template.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that Jarrett Patterson. Have we checked on him? Can we get a practice report?
We need a health
update. Like, we need a concussion update.
You think we're going to get answers on anything without getting an injury report?
I'm just saying, if Jarrett Patterson can come back, that answers a lot of those questions there.
Like, at least
I'm
in the short-term period,
In the short term, for sure. But even if he isn't, to me, it's still a better idea to put Kendrick Green out. I know it did not look great, but I think sometimes we're able to kind of make a thing look worse or feel worse because it's been so bad. So he gives up a sack and now it's the worst thing in the world. It's like, no, he was pretty good in the run game. He was clearly rusty and had not played. I'm talking about Kendrick Green.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Clearly had not played a lot.
Okay. That is true. He didn't get the run-up in the week.
No, he didn't get any run-up. Even when they put Jared Patterson in and Patterson gets hurt, they put Kenyon back in, mm-hmm. much to the chagrin of Kendrick Green, who thought he was going to get that opportunity.
Yeah.
So, like, let the dude play a little bit. Let's not mess up the whole tackle thing. Like, let's just not do that. To me, though, like,
I can't wait for this to happen.
This does go back to the earlier point.
He's brought me back. I'm with you.
It goes back to the earlier point, though, of them not planning for this position sure. properly. Like, putting all the eggs in mm-hmm. the King and Green basket or in the, hey, our offensive line. Once our offensive line gets whole, we were sold that. Like, I think we were sold some things, some narratives that have not turned out to be true. We were sold that continuity, Bobby Slowick returning, not getting a head coaching job, getting a raise and returning as offensive coordinator, that was going to be a good thing for mm-hmm. the Texans. I don't know. I think that's something that we could debate today.
Yeah.
We were told that the offensive line getting whole, all those guys being together, that would be a good thing. Turns out it's not. So we've been sold some bill of goods that is not quite what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, it was depending on development being linear,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, the idea was Bobby Slowick looked so good in that first year. He's going to return. It only can get better. And unfortunate reality is, no, it's possible to go the other way, too.
Absolutely. And
that similarly with Kenyon Green, right? The idea that this will get better with more play. Not
didn't happen.
Any other thoughts you want to get off your chest here?
Man, I'm just so boiling now about this whole Titus Howard thing.
That.
So, like, it's got me. But I will say this, though. Have y'all noticed this? And maybe you have because you've been part of it. But I would really point to the fans more so because we're here for the analysis part. But does this feel like the first time that the fans have turned on D'Amico Ryans?
Oh, yeah. There's
This is the first time that I sense the fans squarely at odds. And I don't want to overgeneralize, mm-hmm. but it's enough of it to say, to kind of feel this, that the fans are squarely at odds with the head coach.
And they should, frankly.
Okay.
He had a bad day yesterday. He had a very bad day. And I know it's sacrilegious to talk about D'Amico Ryans. And let me just clarify, as you well know, both of you, he's one of the finest human beings you will ever know.
Sure.
So let's set that aside. I don't know what he should have said yesterday exactly about the offensive line and the moves they could make and some of the decisions they're going to make, but it shouldn't have been that.
Yeah.
It should not have been what he did yesterday. 5, 6, 7 times, I'll have to go back and count. Oh, everybody needs to play better. Nobody wants to hear that.
Right. And I think that, you know, people in the media, and of course I'm raising my hand here because I exist in front of a microphone as a person in the media, we can self-aggrandize a lot where, the media is so important. But, like, the media existed historically as an avenue to tie, you know, your fan base to the team. Like, that is the mm-hmm. way in.
Now, it's a conduit.
That conduit is the word I was looking for. Of course, newspaper man got me covered.
Yeah.
Thank you, John Lopez.
Lopez does words for a living.
He does it well, too. I appreciate it. And this is where I understand that coaches are frustrated with, like, instances of having to talk to the media and those types of things, but this is where that becomes an issue. Because I think the way that D'Amico Ryans, there's a little bit of assumption here, so I want to make that clear. I think the way that D'Amico Ryans views his meetings with the media and kind of the ways in which you could tell it's annoying to him, and maybe he does not value them nearly as much, this is where now it's becoming an issue. Feeling like I don't owe you guys an answer. And of course, that's me saying that, not him saying that, but it feels like he operates in that way where he's like, I don't owe you guys an answer in some instances, like Christian Harris not giving it, we'll let you know. That eventually, that is through the conduit of the media, your fan base is getting that. And when things turn bad, when you're not just operating off of a whole bunch of wins and a lot of good feelings, those are the things that if you are dealing with the media well and you're giving good messaging out, those are the things that tide you over. And right in this moment, you look to that tide over bank, and it's a little bit emptier than you thought it would be.
Yeah, 100%. This is what happens when the honeymoon phase ends and expectations rise,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, we're past the newness of former player D'Amico Ryans comes back
beloved.
Home. Like, we're past that point, and we're also past the point of, oh, shock the world. Now we've reached a point of expectation. And I think, Reggie, you bring up some good points about how he feels or not necessarily loves the whole process with the media, which I think is fine. I don't think there's a huge, huge issue with that functionally for his job.
Agreed.
Maybe it is from a communication standpoint. It could be before his job. But what this does mean is you have to be true to your word or your own things that you've said in the past about hey, I want to be have a better working relationship with my assistants, or, you know, things like that. Like, because what are we talking about now? Mm-hmm. Bobby Slowick, the offensive line coach, Chris Strausser, the issues that they are having with the offense. Like, this is a time where his elite leadership qualities need to show up.
I don't even know. It could be. I'm not saying you're wrong. But I don't even know that the honeymoon phase is necessarily over with D'Amico Ryans. I just felt like that was a really bad day for him. We're going to hear from D'Amico in just a little bit. And every single answer, it's going to be a variation of it's fixable. Everybody has to play better. It's everybody. We didn't need and want to hear that.
No, I think there is an earned respect that D'Amico Ryans has. And I don't think that's faded at all. Like, I think the people that rightfully respect and like D'Amico Ryans still do. But I'm just saying the shine has been worn off of the whole, hey, it's just so good to have D'Amico back. And now it's like, well, but yo, what are you going to do about the fact that that your offense and your offensive line can't get his life together?
Right. Right. And there's no indications in some ways, because of like playing close to the vest, that here is the definitive answer that we have. Because the answer of we all need to play better is one that feels like it's a well duh response. We all thought that. What are you doing going above and beyond for?
Yeah,
because that's
exactly
what your job is.
So do it.
Right.
To go ahead and do that.
Right.
Because if that's all you're going to say when you're not, then do it. Just do it.
Man, always appreciate B. Scott's thoughts here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Man, we continue with our guy B. Scott as we talk about what's popping coming up next, including an impressive Rockets win over the Knicks. And I would like to get B. Scott's approach to Jason Kelsey's apology. We'll talk about that more next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.